We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is CJ Krohn, and Twins baseball starts at 6:30 on WCCO 830.
16-7 yesterday over the Angels. And actually, the Angels got almost all the runs at the very in the ninth inning, like five of them. So it was the old-fashioned shellacking right there. Joining us right now here on WCCO is presidential hopeful and senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar. Senator, good morning.
Well, hi, Dave. It's great to be on again.
Well, it's good to have you back on again. And now you've got a presidential campaign headquarters right here in town.
Yeah, right. I mean, no other candidates have a presidential headquarters in town, so we're pretty excited about that. And we had a great crowd, over 500 people there last night, and I was late because we had our vote on the disaster funding, and it was really important, which included, I believe, those floods in the Midwest, but luckily didn't hit Minnesota as much, but did hit a lot of our country and are still suffering from it. And so we have been trying to get that money. We got that done. So I got back at, like, I don't know, 9 at night, and they were still there at the headquarters.
You know, we were speaking of that sort of thing. We just heard a promotion here about military families. We think about Memorial Day, and you've been working on some legislation for our Gold Star families. What happened there?
Yeah, and I'm going to be talking some about that on that Fort Snelling on Monday. This is a really unbelievable thing that happened. Gold Star families are, of course, they're the ones that lost someone in military service who made the ultimate sacrifice. And what happened in that last tax bill, I didn't support it, but it was an inadvertent problem, and it basically taxed those kids' benefits of our soldiers that died at an astronomical rate and went from like $100 to $2,500 a year. And so a group of us came together, bipartisan, and we got it fixed. We passed the bill in the Senate. It's passed in the House, and we hope to get it signed into law immediately, and it will then fund back what they had paid, and then make sure that going forward it's done right.
Hey, Senator, I don't know, because I know you're running a late schedule. I don't know what time you tweeted this, but I saw this last night. It said, mark my words, we will see Trump's tax returns. What can you tell us about that tweet?
Well, first of all, I put my tax returns out there, and he just has been resistant to this, even though you see presidential candidates and presidents doing this all the time. So the hope is that with the courts ordering this now, and the state of New York just ordered that Congress should be able to see them, and also the courts, that we'll be able to see them, because I asked the Attorney General about it, and he said he didn't know if they were reviewed by Mueller, and then he said Mueller should testify. We're all waiting for that. So I just think it would be something we need to know because of all the business dealings and what's been going on with our country.
Will Mueller testify in private? I heard that was his request.
That's the word lately, that they're negotiating that in the House, but I don't know that in the Senate. We're hoping Senator Graham would call him forward. But literally what happened when I asked about it was that the Attorney General said, oh, just ask Mueller. And then I said, okay. And then I wrote a letter, and we've been waiting for him to testify. I think it would be helpful for the country, especially about the Russia piece of it, that Russia tried to invade our election. And we want to get all the facts, and there literally is hundreds of pages about it, and we think we should hear from the person that conducted the investigation.
You know, as a former Hennepin County attorney, I want to give your thoughts on the Attorney General Bill Barr's new powers to review and potentially release related classified information.
Yeah, that does concern me, because right in the Mueller report, and we've gotten all of this information on that, I mean, the reason that this was started to get investigated, this whole issue about Russia, was because of actual evidence that they had based on a discussion that happened that the Australian ambassador reported. And they then investigated it, and that's how it all started. And that's been very well documented through two FBI directors now. But now I guess the president has asked to go back in to figure out how this got investigated. So it does concern me that he's doing that. Yes.
There's breaking news this morning, international, and I don't know your thoughts on it, but Theresa May is going to step down as the UK Conservative Party leader. I just want to get your reaction to that announcement.
Sure. Well, this is something where we have known for months that this might happen because of her. She was not able to get a plan through their parliament that would have gotten them out of Brexit. I personally don't think that was a good idea to begin with, to get out of Brexit, but to do Brexit, to get out of the, to get that, we call it Brexit because it's exiting the European Union. And so I didn't think it was a good idea to do it to begin with. But, in fact, she pursued it and then wasn't able to get a plan through, and they're really concerned about the effect on the British economy. Now there's going to be a big race over who is going to take her place, and we will see, and that's on the conservative side. There's a lot of other people that actually don't want Brexit. They want to stay in the European Union.
You know, on a personal note, because we've talked so much through the years, and I just want to know how you're balancing your work, and I'm sure voters want to know that. You're a senator for Minnesota.
Well, I sound pretty normal. I've handled your, like, gong show questions pretty well. Come on. I just think that you've got to do well at everything you do, and I've really worked hard in the Senate to keep doing my job. I actually just passed two broadband bills out of the Commerce Committee this week. 34 bills ran the lead Democrat that President Trump has signed into law. And so I keep working for the people of our state. I also have an incredibly great staff, and they've been there for Ben Hill, our state directors. I've been there for over 5 years, and our chief of staff. And so we've been able to just keep working really hard for the people of Minnesota. And I don't need a lot of sleep, Dave.
Yeah,
nope, I don't. Five hours usually.
I've known that about you for a long time, actually.
From
my sources.
Exactly. I'll have something late at night, get in, you know, 2 a.m., but I'm on your show. So I think that's part of it. And then the other part of it is you just, you know, you just have to believe in what you're doing. And I believe that I can win this. We just had a great poll come out yesterday nationally showing that I had moved up in the early primary states. And that's very exciting for me. And I'm at place number 6 now, ahead of a lot of people that I think people have given more of a chance. And given that our state is smaller than many of the other candidates, I think it's pretty exciting how we're doing. And part of it is I'm doing it like I've always done in Minnesota. Go talk to people where they are. Go to the floods. Go to the places. Go to meet with people who are in recovery. And not just go to those big rallies, even though I love speaking it on the stage. We do those. We do big events, but it's also about meeting people and learning things so you can do a better job.
Oh, by the way, before I let you go, the farmers are going to get $16 billion in aid from the Trump administration. And, of course, we're very concerned about farming here in this area because of the tariffs, particularly the soybean farmers. So any reaction to that?
Well, you know, they did need help. It wasn't that I didn't support this funding, but what I am concerned about is I think that the White House needs to go back to the negotiating table because our farmers would rather be selling their goods, right? They'd rather be selling their soybeans instead of them stacking up in silos. They'd rather be doing their work, and it's very disappointing for them. I met with some soybean farmers up in central Minnesota, and one of the guys, there was no press there, started to cry. He said, "This is my life. And I got this huge stack of soybeans now, and I got nowhere to sell it." And the concern is that other countries are making agreements, not just for a one-shot sale of soybeans, but for years in the production and then the supply chain. And it's going to make it hard for our guys and women to get back in. And so that is what we're trying to do, is to get the administration to go back to the bargaining table to get something done here. And while it is good that they're getting the help, it's not that I'm opposed to that. I'm supportive of it. It's just better if we get them to be able to actually sell their products.
What happens the rest of the day for you now?
Well, today I'm going to be, my husband's here. John's with me here, so this is good. You know how he likes when I do these early morning interviews.
He loves it.
He just loves it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be hanging out today here in Minnesota. I'm going to go to Iowa over the weekend. And then I'll be back for Memorial Day and make sure and be there at Fort Snelling with the governor.
Pace yourself.
I will. I promised. I sound pretty good, don't I? Come on.
Of course. Yeah, you sound awesome. Yeah.
I always thrive on getting out there and talking to people. And if you don't like people, you shouldn't run for president. And if you don't have real solutions to real problems and show how you're going to pay for it, which I've been consistently doing, which is different than a lot of the other people that have run for this job, then I don't think you should be doing it. But I'm really focused on those ideas and getting out there with people and actually enjoying it and having fun. And, I don't think we'll ever have anything as good as the cheese curds at the Minnesota State Fair, but I will be reporting back to other fairs this summer. I'll tell you if there's anything that's even close to the butter carving, the cheese curds, and certainly not our attendance.
Yeah, I look forward to that maybe more than all these issues we got going on right now.
Well, exactly. There is a lot happening right now. Yes.
Senator, have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, WCCO. We'll check news with Steve here in a minute. 53 right now. Traffic and weather are next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.